We've got John from the Decemberists on the studio line this morning. Glad to have you with us, John.
My pleasure to be here. Thank you.
John, you're the drummer from the Decemberists, and you've been with the band since around the time they recorded The Crane Wife?
Yeah, actually, I toured with for the album previous called Picaresque. I didn't record on that record, but was brought in to do the touring for it, and then have been with ever since.
And this is kind of interesting reading up on your history, that you were a drummer with Elliott Smith and also spent some time with Stephen Malkmus and had a lot of other bands that you worked with. How did you come together with the Decemberists?
Really, just sort of happenstance. Work had kind of slowed down a little bit. I was in Stephen Malkmus's band I was in the Jicks for about 6 years or so, and we just weren't doing that much at the time, and I kind of needed to just expand my horizons a little bit. And so a friend of mine suggested that his friend's band, the Decemberists, was looking for a drummer, and I just really went and did an audition. It was, you know, wasn't super romantic, you know. It was kind of just, I was in the right spot at the right time, and I went and passed the audition and have had a great time with it since then, so... Yeah.
Well, did you know anything about the Decemberists before you joined the band?
Not much at all, actually. I was the only person I knew in the band was the drummer who was departing. So and she recommended it highly to me, of course. But Rachel Blumberg, that's about it, really.
Well, this is certainly a really interesting band, kind of heavy on the story, and Colin Malloy tends to be the main lyricist. Now, how does the whole band get involved in creating the projects?
Well, we really, you know, Colin is definitely the leader of the band, and, you know, his writing is very unique and really strong, and we, you know, we're definitely in there to help with arrangement as much as possible, as much as is needed, you know, but he has a real good idea what he wants, and especially something like, you know, the most recent record, it's a story, and it's a product of one person's imagination, you know. It would have been hard to add a lot to it. It would have gotten even you know, stranger and farther afield.
I have John, the drummer from the Decemberists, on the phone line. The Decemberists will be in town next week at the Charlottesville Pavilion, with Laura Veers opening. You have toured with Laura Veers before.
Yeah, just very briefly. She came out on a tour that we ended up canceling after only a few dates for, you know, personal health reasons. And so it was a real bummer. And actually, it was an extra big bummer for me because I loved her music, but I was also getting to be her drummer for some of those shows. And so was having a really good time with that. And so we're just happy to try and make it right here with this one.
So you get to have the tour that you wanted to have a couple years ago. Now you get to
precisely
have it.
Yes.
Well, that's happy news. Well, I'm just kind of curious. Certainly, you were talking about this project and one's previous being kind of a product of Colin Malloy's imagination. But certainly, are you interested in some of the sources that he taps into? I mean, kind of interesting. The previous one, The Crane Wife, was based on a certain degree on Japanese folklore, and this most recent one is, what did Pace call it, an hour-long romp through British folk motifs?
Yeah, well, that's kind of what it is, and I am very, very interested in, you know, British folk music, a lot of, especially folk revival, so like late 60s, early 70s, a lot of my home listening will be that kind of thing, bands like Steel Eye Span and guys like Wiz Jones and Bert Jansch, and a lot of solo acoustic guitar player, you know, singers. That's what I'm interested in most. But this subject matter definitely spoke to me. I'm not nearly the wordsmith. I listen to music more probably for its melody, you know, than its lyric. But yeah, I was very interested in this stuff and felt like I got to contribute just enough, you know, to make it close to me too, so...
So you're familiar with some of the stories if you're listening to Steel Eye Span, certainly, since they're, you know, familiar themes of infanticide and other things like that, and fairy queens, too. It's kind of interesting how this all came together because, I mean, it's obviously inspired He names Ann Briggs as that EP that she put out in the 60s as the inspiration for the title track, and then kind of gathered up some of the kind of main characters in British folk to kind of fill in the story. And that originally he thought about having it staged?
Well, yeah. He's, I think, long been interested in doing some sort of musical, you know, Broadway-style kind of musical. And so actually, while he was kind of getting this idea together, we weren't even sure if we'd be called in to make a Decemberist record out of it or not for a while. And then as the story developed and as the project developed for him, I think he decided it just wasn't going to work out that way. The thing he was writing wasn't going to translate to the stage very easily. And he got real attached to the songs in a way that, you know, he's kind of wanted to sing them himself and have the band play them. And I'm real glad it worked out that way because, you know, obviously it's been a lot of fun. But, yeah.
Well, one of the interesting things to me, I've never heard this song, Hazards of Love, that Briggs recorded back in the 1960s. But I have heard a traditional music song called Ann and Water done by Kate Rusby. And kind of interesting, she notes about this particular causeway, I guess in Scotland, was a place where lots of lovers drowned, you know, as a matter of fact. And then I guess at some point in the multiple hundreds of years since this has been going on, someone wrote a traditional folk song called Ann and Waters. It's kind of interesting that Colin Molloy picked out that name and that particular idea for the big drowning at the end.
Well, I think he was aware that there was already a song with that title, because I remember talking to him about it, and he'd kind of put that title as a placeholder with the idea that it would kind of be changed at some time, at some point. And then I think it just fit too well, and obviously it was, he even says the words over and over again, so we just left it the way it was. Yeah, yeah, you're right about that.
Well, let's tell listeners a little bit about what's going to happen at the Decemberist show next week. You're going to play the Hazard of Love album in its entirety?
Yep. And then we'll take an intermission, and we'll come back and play kind of Decemberist's greatest hits, for lack of a better term, right in there. And so it's kind of like two shows in one a little bit, you know. The second set is shorter than the first. A little, but it's a lot of music. Hopefully, you know, you dig the band.
Indeed. Well, and Becky Stark and Shara Warden will also be along.
Yeah, they'll be there, and it should be a lot of fun. You know, the show is real. I think it's real entertaining. We worked hard on a light show and stuff like that. It's not, you know, it's not a play or act that or anything. Sometimes people think that might occur. But especially the Shara and Becky take it real seriously and kind of get kind of into their characters, and it's a lot of fun. Rise that line somewhere in the middle.
Well, just briefly, I want to talk to you about your solo album that came out earlier this year, Perhaps.
And, yeah.
And this is something that you had been putting together for a long time?
Correct, yeah. I've always kind of dabbled in some songwriting, and I like to sing a lot. You know, I sing a lot of backups in the Decemberists. No, it's just something I did on my own time. It's a vanity project, man.
And where can people find out about this project if they want more information?
Well, you can kind of use the Google, I think. And also, it's available for sale on the Decemberist website. If anyone were to get that interested, they could find it there. It's just kind of solo meanderings, you know?
Well, yeah. Well, thank you so much for talking with me on the telephone today, John. And we look forward to having the Decemberists in Charlottesville coming up on September 24th at the Charlottesville Pavilion.
We're looking forward to it, too. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks again.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.